Well, I guess we switch sides now, Teresa. Are there any other relatives that you would like to talk about, or any anything that we have not gotten to?
Yes, there are some two chairs that they moved from Bloomerfeld to Canada. Mm-hmm. And he is my godfather. And his name was Chet Jakob. Chet Jakob. And
do you know where in Canada they live?
Swastasnivy.
Okay. Are they still living?
No, no.
They're not.
Gone a long time ago.
Okay.
And they were, I don't know if they were older. They probably was older than my folks.
Is he on this picture here?
Uh-uh.
That's a different.
No, he was, I think he was related to their dad. A Duke Sherry, yeah.
Now you were, when we were talking about relatives, you said you remembered my grandma?
Your grandma?
My mother's mother?
Oh yeah, Bethel Motley. I still remember as good as today. When we walked up with the cattle, and I had it, and she had her cane, and she was so stooped, you know, and she helped me to bring this food up to Grandma, to this Grandma here. And
this lady that we're talking about, her maiden name was Magdalene Dukeshire. She married a Klitzel.
A Klitzel?
Yes. Who was my mother's mother and father. But it was Teresa's relative too, because this Magdalene Dukeshire that we're talking about, this grandma, she was your dad's. Well, your mother's relative.
My mother's relative.
Because
my mother talked about Glitzels,
mm-hmm.
But that was beyond, we didn't see the people.
Yeah, no, he died, this Klitzel died in Russia, but then Grandma remarried.
A Lingor, yes.
A Moser.
A Moser.
But Grandma had a daughter that was married to a Lingor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because she was living in Devil's Lake.
Yes.
And, see, I still remember that.
You got a good memory, Teresa.
Yeah, well, and my mother said she baked good bread.
Grandma did?
No, that
Mrs. Lingor?
Lingor. Yeah. But that's a good spoke about my mother, so, you know. That I remember, yeah.
So it was your father's mother? Explain again how we were related, Teresa.
How we are related?
Yeah.
How you? Well, through the Dukeshires, your mother, your grandma was a Dukeshire.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we are. She married the Dukeshire. Yeah. And her name was Teresa.
So your grandpa, your grandfather, and my grandmother were brother and sister.
Yeah. Your grandma and my
grandpa
were sisters and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the right way.
Then we got it straight. No wonder I like to visit with you so much. You got so much family stuff to talk about.
No wonder.
And Teresa, we're talking now about things that used to be and how they were. When you look at today, do you see a good life or a good future for the world?
No, I don't. The kids got too much right, which is no good. That the parents should ask the kids what they're supposed to do or what?
What about the religion? Do you think the kids are being taught the religion enough?
I think they are taught enough, but are they keeping it? That is what it is.
Are there any things that you did that you passed on to your kids? Like baking or sewing or?
Yes. I said already. You didn't learn this at home. You didn't learn that at home. You know, my daughter, she made kuka. Mikuga, Lachenda. Okay? But I told her before she made them what to put in so she gets them right. Because her mother-in-law didn't make them right. That was not the right way. It didn't taste like.
Is that the one that brought those in?
Yeah.
And she made them right because they tasted good.
Yeah. She made them right because I told her just exactly how to make them.
That's the only way we can learn how to do those things, Teresa, is if you stand there and say more of this and more of that or some
but
of that.
I said, now I want you to put onion, sugar, little bit salt, in the pumpkin and pepper. What's supposed to be in there before you when you mix it? Mix that up with the.
How did you make the dough?
That she knew how to make the dough. See, I used cream. And I used lard.
And flour?
And flour. And milk to mix the dough.
You didn't put any salt or baking powder or anything
like
that?
No.
Okay.
Well, you can put a little, not much baking powder, just a little bit, but not much. And you can add a little salt if you want it, but not necessary, it's on in the pumpkin.
That reminds me, Teresa, when we're done with these bachenda now, you told me about when your mother was teaching you how to make kuha.
Not me, my sister. I and my sister.
Tell us about what happened.
Well, she was going to beat the eggs. And my mother came, got there in time to tell her that Miss and April.
Why was that?
Because that we don't know that we shouldn't be beating them eggs for use to make a thickening. Because when you beat the eggs with a beater, they get watery,
mm-hmm.
Most likely.
Sure.
And she stopped them. That is not, she's not supposed to do that. So, she shot me some eagle.
Well, Well, when somebody knows what they're doing, I suppose somebody like us that don't know what we're doing, we yeah, are.
We are, that's right. And we wouldn't know the difference. See, we didn't know the difference.
For sure.
Us, did somebody so out of speed as what that is. But I know it now.
It makes sense.
Makes sense. Right. So?
So the eggs were used for a thickening, but they
were not
not beaten.
Not beaten, yeah. They're just mixed with the fork. Slowly and pulled up and down and mixed with the fork.
Now your kids can all talk and understand German, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they still talk German when they come and visit you?
Oh, the bigger ones do, but the smaller ones, like Carol, she's not much in German, and Helen isn't. But Helen can talk whatever she wants. Says a bush.
I wonder where she got that from.
I don't know. Anyway, she works for a doctor. She was 18 years with them. And somebody was going to ask her to, he was going to hire her. And the doctor said he cannot give her up. He needs her. And his wife is a doctor too. So they need her.
Is that your daughter?
Huh? That's my daughter, Helen.
How many children did you have?
Nine.
You had nine? How many boys?
Two.
Two boys.
Seven girls.
And are any of them still living here in Rugby or around Rugby?
Just one. Just one girl is living in Rugby.
What's her name?
Cecilia.
And what's your last name?
Heilman.
Heilman?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Do you know if any of your children or grandchildren have done anything like this? I mean, have they asked you a bunch of questions about your past or?
Oh, we had talked about it. If it meant anything to them, I didn't.
But nobody made a record, a
no.
tape of it, or found it. Teresa, you've got so much history that it's, I could sit and listen to you for hours talking about the things. And the things come to mind for you, and some of them are funny, some of them are sad, but that's the way life is.
You're right. But I still know what I'm talking about.
That's what's so amazing is that you're 90 years old. I see on your picture over there, you're 90 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And your memory is excellent. And you get around good.
Oh, yeah. Well, if my feet would carry me better, it would be better.
Well, but I think maybe you can sacrifice your feet as long as you got your head yet, huh?
That's what I thought, too.
You had a hobby, and that was crocheting, wasn't it?
Crocheting, and I could sew, what if I wanted to.
And your crocheting, you never used a pattern, you just looked at the picture and then you could do it, right?
Yeah, counting. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, too. There's some beautiful work, I've seen some of the beautiful things that you have crocheted.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, it's wonderful what...
But my mother, she could crochet, she could knit, she could sew, she could do everything she wanted to do too. And what got me, we had a sewing machine, and she didn't have anything to put on, so she made it. And she made the beautiful pattern on that without a pattern to see. That is what really got me.
That's great.
And she crocheted under the
curtains
about that much or that wide. a Sikh sect.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Does anybody still have those?
My sister asked me if I know what happened to him. I said, no, you was home longer than I was. Why don't you know it? So I never found out what happened to it. And I and her, each one, her shade, about that wide under a
sheet?
Sheet, yeah. We used them on top of the bed. Mm-hmm. Them sheets, those heavy white sheets. And then we had on our bed where we slept, I and her. We had about that one. And we had nice flowers on.
Did you embroider?
No, we crocheted.
Mm-hmm. That, there are so many things that are so interesting because I know you said that my mother baked a lot of good bread. And that's something that nobody does anymore either. Do you still make your own bread?
I bake it yet, but I buy the frozen dough.
The frozen dough.
But I still could. But my mother said to my older sister, and she told, my older sister told me, she said, with the hope so, I'll start a spoke visit as good as we see you.
Well, that's a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth.
And that's a hard thing to do. It sounds simple,
yeah,
to make bread, but right, to make good bread is something special.
You have to work that dough down in time, and you have to know how many times you work it down.
How many times did you work it down?
Well, you know, I got up during the night, that time we made the dough in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then got up during the night towards after midnight and worked that dough down. Then in the morning, the dough was raised big again, you worked it down again. And then, after that it was raised again, well, then you could put it into loaves. And sometimes, if it wasn't quite right, you worked it down in the loaves and let it raise again.
When you put it in the pans, did you let it raise again?
Yes.
Just one time, right?
Well, but if it needed raising, working down, you will work it over again.
About how many loaves of bread did you bake at one time?
Well, that was about 6 or 8. Well, we put 2 and 2 in the, or maybe once, if it was a long pan, we put 3 in.
Now, when you, when on the day that you baked, did you make like kuchen?
Yes, kuchen and bean soup or potato soup. Yeah.
What did you usually make on Fridays when you didn't eat meat?
Oh, all kinds of things, like plachenda and soup.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Or noodles, potatoes and noodles. And dump noodles. That's the raisin. If we bake bread, a lot of times we had dump noodles and milk to drink.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like good eating, Teresa.
Yeah.
What, on the day that you butchered a pig, for example, did you do everything in one day? You made the sausage and the...
Most every time we made the sausage.
Did you help with the blood sausage or did you make any?
Yes. We made blood sausage too. As much as I didn't like to do it, but the...
Schwaldemau?
Oh, I like that Schwaldemau.
How did you make the Schwaldemau?
Oh, we used
the head?
The head and some of the bottom of the belly from the pig, you know, and like some skin. Not too much, though. Not too much skin. And the head, and some red.
You cook the head?
We cook the head.
Then you cut the meat off?
And we cut the meat off, and whatever meat we put in yet, we cook that too. Like if we had some red, you know, some dark meat to put in, we put some dark meat in, boiled it and cooked it and ground it up with the others. Oh, that.
Then you put it in the stomach?
Oh yeah, you got to clean that stomach.
Clean the stomach and then you put this ground meat in the stomach?
Yeah.
And then you boil the stomach?
Then you boil the stomach and everything. And then you press it,
mm-hmm.
And then the next day you can eat it. Well, that Frank, my brother, he's a good Schwaldemau. And don't forget to put garlic in.
And you put some spices in there?
And spices.
Which spices?
Salt and pepper and garlic and...
Did you put bay leaf in?
No.
Bay leaf, okay.
It's a little bit too loud. No,
well.
but that is good stuff, that Schwaldemau. No, that somebody is making it in Edmonton and Ambrose and Betty. They bring me some sometimes.
And then when you ate that, you dipped it in vinegar?
Yep. Dunk it in vinegar.
Well, one day we brought in some horseradish for you, Teresa.
Oh, I got mine just about done.
And you said we didn't make it right. We ground up the horseradish root, and then you said, how do you do it from there? How did you tell us to do it?
Then when you got it ground, and then you make boiling water and you put that on, and after so many hours you rinse it.
You pour that
water off and then put your garlic, no not garlic, your
vinegar
and sugar on. Yeah. And then
put it in little jars and
seal it.
And then when you eat it, you get tears in your eyes.
Yeah, right.
You get tears when you grind it too, Teresa, I tell you.
I know it. I know how that is. Because my brother had it out in front of my door here when he ground it.
That'll clear up the cobwebs. But it's good. Everything that you've talked about, most of it I ate myself, and most of it, it maybe in today's standards it wasn't the best food, but there were 12 in my family and we all lived.
Yes, that's what our place was too.
So if it wasn't the best according to some cooks, it was good for us.
Yeah, it's just like this lady said, She said she gets Meals on Wheels too. I said, yeah, I do too, I said. But it's not the best, I said. But bei mir gibt's Kotze und.
So your cats are going to live good off of what you didn't want. Yeah.
I said, it's always flat. What you get, it's always flat. She said, isn't that the right? She said, there's nothing I can do better, she said. And I said, I know I can do better too than make it like that.
Man Grünberg sucht macht, wird's besser, hm?
Ja, anyhow. You know, gestern habe ich ja Grünberg geredet. Und die ist so groß wie meine Faust. Und sie ist länger gewesen wie meine Faust. And she was about that big. As long as that long deal from the Mr. Dreamberg. And hard. Not cooked soft. The trousers caught the presents in it. And when they are soft, they eat the potatoes. But that is too hard, they don't want it. I took the knife and I cut it, and they gave me the cream to put on. Well, I didn't put it on because I couldn't eat that hard potato. And I wasn't going to put it into the...
There's one thing that I thought of, Teresa, was did you, when you lived on the farm, did you sell cream or eggs or anything in town?
We sell cream. Oh, once in a while we had some eggs, but not too often eggs.
Where did you sell this, in Rugby or?
No, it was in Berwick or Bolton, okay. Mostly.
When they talk about in the future, when they talk about their grandma and their mother, what would you like them to say about you?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, what I heard it was from my sister when she said this with her selfish pop with her screws.
Yeah. Well, I can add my own. There's a lot of things that we can remember you for, and that you're such a happy person, and you're still a tie to my mother, and that's
that is for sure. You had a good mother.
Yes. And do you know? Is there anybody else that you could think of that maybe remember some things that we could ask them, like we did for you. But I think we'll just end it for today. I want to thank you for your time and for sharing with me.
Well,
and for all the future people that are going to listen to this tape. All the things that you said that people are going to get some information from. They're going to be glad that we did this, Teresa, because there's so many things that die with people that nobody made it to.
We covered a lot of areas.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And like I said, I thank you for your time. I thank you for the time that you spent when we did the videotape here, when you made the Kerschnifle.
Yeah, you know, we never was that close. And we know each other for a while now already, uh-huh. But we didn't know what we were.
Uh-huh.
What's behind us or what's...
Right, all right. Because maybe some people think, oh, she's just that little old German lady. But when you talk to that little old German lady, there's a lot of things that we recorded. And thank you, Teresa.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, just tell them goodbye. Tell them goodbye.
Goodbye now. We tried our best. Okay? I love them all.
Okay. Teresa.
It was a mile and a half. I had to walk it morning and evening. And then it was a little bit more than a mile. Mm-hmm. It was moved.
Are these country schools?
Country schools.
Country school. And that's down by Oren, where you?
No, it was west of. West yet where we lived. And Oren was 7 miles east from us.
Okay. How many years did you go to school?
It was a long time. I made the 8th grade.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's very good. Were there some times when you had to stay home from school and help with the work? I mean, like harvesting or?
Not very often.
You did.
At last, I had to stay home because my dad had rented land that down by Animoose, and that was about 20 miles from our home. And I had to go down there, and I had to make the breakfast and the dinner and the supper. Imagine. Out of the school. Mm-hmm. Go down there. This is how much.
How much? Did you want me to put the bread in the oven for you?
Yeah, I'm going to send it. This is coming, it's getting.
It doesn't feel warm.
It isn't?
Maybe I turned a knob here, huh?
Oh, that is right. I forgot about it. See, this is good bread.
Sorry, Teresa, we had to take a little break here.
Oh, that's all right.
Get the bread in the oven. When you went to school, were there other nationalities there? I mean, were there like Norwegians?
No.
Were all Germans in your school?
All German Catholic people.
Oh, they were all Catholic people then. Yeah. Okay.
And it was just one, two, three, four, five.
Kids?
Five families?
Families. Five families.
Some had two, some had three, some had four.
Do you remember anything funny or good that happened when you were going to school? Did the teacher stay at the school, or did she stay at your place?
She stayed 1 year at our place, but then I didn't go. She went to board. She was boarding at our house. Because they know my folks, and she was from Towner, and she was a salesman. And she ordered it. And my dad, when they come from the old country, he boarded that them people. They didn't have no family yet. And he boarded there and worked in the section of the railroad over the winter. And he walked back and forth from our place to town. Can you imagine?
It's a long way. When you went to school, did you walk to school or did your dad?
Mostly walked to school, but winters we were hauled to school, or the oldest boy drove the horses.
So you went to when you didn't walk, you used the horses. Was this on a wagon then, or a sleigh?
No, it was
or
a sled.
A sleigh.
Yeah. Not the buggy.
Do you remember when somebody misbehaved in school? What did the teacher do to?
Oh, sometimes had to stay.
Spank them.
After school.
They stayed after school.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about your religion. You were Catholic. You were right. Did you have like a catechism in the summertime?
Yes, you had two months Catholic catechism school.
2 months?
2 months. It started in April, and in June we went to had our first Holy Communion.
Yes. Was that taught by the priest then or by nuns?
No, it was a man.
A man.
Der Dien ihre Vater. Der Heinz Dien ihre Vater ist die Dietze. Oh, da hat er wieder mich gehabt. Da hat er so Stecken gehabt und hat er alleine vorne dran gehabt. Mit dem Adler, der wo ich gerne über der Bibel.
That's too hard, isn't
that
it?
That was so dumb.
Yeah, that was too hard. Let's see. The language in the church, was that in German or Latin?
Well, it was Latin.
It was in
and
Latin.
German. They preached in German.
Were your parents still living when the Mass went from Latin to English?
My folks. They weren't.
When you were baptized, who were your sponsors?
My sponsor was my dad's sister-in-law.
What was her name?
Josephine Kuntz. Okay. And my sponsor was Uncle Jacob Dukeshire.
And what about, where were you baptized?
In Bloomfield.
In Bloomfield. What about when you were confirmed?
Then I was confirmed in Orin. And they had a new church. And there was no chairs yet in there. It was not finished, and a lot of people brought their own chairs. Folding chairs, and they sat down.
What was
the younger generation? They all had to stand.
What was the name of that church?
That I couldn't tell you, but it was all in, you know, the Blitz. And she was built from the elevators a little bit east on.
Do you remember any church celebrations like the feast day of the church, Kalchevaifish?
Yes, I remember.
Tell us about some of them that you can remember.
All I can remember Tarek Weiss. Then my folks got company from Fundon. Like the Kissingers, they always come down. And you know, this Mr. Kissinger's mother, he was staying with the Kissinger family, and she was my dad's second mother.
Now she, this Kissinger that you're talking about, Teresa, is that Jacob Kissinger?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. But he had that Kunzgrusel. Weiß ich, Gott, es ist seine Mutter gewesen, wie mein Großvater sie geheiratet hat.
Oh ja. Ja, ja, ja. Ah, jetzt kommt es. Warum? Es ist wie damals.
Ja, yeah, sure.
There you go. Thank you.
Sure.
But the one, you just stay there. You are. So now I'll go. No. Not really.
Okay, sorry about the break. We finally got the dough.
The bread in there.
The dough in the oven. Teresa's baking bread, and does it smell good? Okay, we were talking about your church celebrations.
Yeah.
Did they have, when they celebrated the feast day of the church, was the bishop there or other priests from around? Or?
Yes, sometimes they were. First confirmation, the bishop was there.
Who was the bishop when you were confirmed?
Bishop Ryan.
Okay. Did your parents or grandparents help to build a church, or was it already built when they got there?
No, they have built.
They helped build it. Do you remember what they did? I mean, when they helped build it?
That I don't know. But I was married already. They moved the church to another place, west. There were some people, they had cars already. They could come to church with a sled, with the horses and sled and buggies, but when they had the cars, it was too far.
Do you remember, like at funerals, what songs they sang at the funerals?
I don't remember, no more. They always sang it in German.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the name of that one song that Ma said that they used to sing. It was this long, out at the cemetery.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, my two uncles, they were still single. I remember them. And they were not the way young. There was a young one that was younger, but he died before he didn't get married. He was about 17 or 18 years old when he died. He got wet in the fall and then got so sick and got Lungen-Syndrome.
Pneumonia?
Pneumonia, and he died.
And that I remember as good as today, because he walked across the road down to our place, and my mother had to give him a hot bath. She hot houses was of work and hot the whiskey the sands got me whiskey doing hot the whiskey will now from a spit get to when I had a Mrs. Hickhouse to see the cheese and then his house was on I do. Except the two came, don't two came to let the sweets at work.
Yeah, when you don't have doctors like we do now, they did the best they knew how.
Yeah. And grows less ground grass. No shop at the Paula is just starving. He died in November, and Grandma died in after Nayor, and in 1915.
Do you know these these wrought iron crosses out at the cemetery? Do you know anybody around you that used to make them?
I think I did one time, but I don't remember.
That's okay. That's okay. How was Christmas celebrated in your family when you were little, when you were still in your home? How did you celebrate Christmas?
Oh, yeah. We were told the Christkind would come with the other root. And she came in with the root. And I because we had a door that went through the bedroom on the north side of the house, and went come out from the kitchen. Yeah. And I went out there, and there was grocery